How do you feel about the... Do you recall the first time you had to drop the gloves? Because that's part of your game.
It was actually like the first time I ever did it was in some USHL tryout thing down. I remember somebody asked me, and I never even crossed my mind before. And the coach looked at me and said, "Yeah, sure, try it." I did it pretty well, so then I started doing it a little bit in junior and wasn't too bad at it.
Mentally, when you got to fight somebody, knowing like yet that team's heavyweight. How does that? How do you deal with that mentally? Like, I mean, the best way I can describe it is you're in school and you know you might have to, you know, the bully's gonna pick on you and you gotta. How do you deal with that?
It doesn't really cross my mind as much as some people think, but all the time it's just you gotta be. He's probably thinking the same thing about you over there, so. You know, just coming into a game, and you gotta impose your will on the other team, and maybe you don't always have to go out to the other guy. Sometimes he's gonna make him come after you. I don't know. I don't really like the whole stage fighting thing, but like sticking up for your teammates, stuff like that, or this is the kind of fighting that I'm all for. You got a smaller guy in your line, and you can kind of create more space for him out there if he. Like he has more respect out there because he knows that the bigger guys can't go pick on him because he knows he got other bigger guys on his line. I mean, you gotta like fighting has its place in the game. It always has. You know, I think it always will. Like be able to like if you didn't have fighting, you gotta like if you have in college hockey, you have a million tough guys out there running around. And I don't know. I think if you took fighting out of the game, the kind of hits that would be happening and the slashes and the dirty play from that standpoint would increase.